The conference will now begin.
Okay, Hebra. We're back. Baruch Hashem. Beautiful day outside. We discussed the vitamin S that I was quoting. Actually, it's from Shlomo Katz, I think. Vitamin S is the vitamin of Simcha. That's the main vitamin. But as I took a walk today, which I think I'm allowed to, I don't know, maybe I broke federal regulations by taking a walk, I'm not sure. But as I took a walk with my two little girls in the stroller, and I was able to feel the sun beating down, and just, even though it was a little bit cold, but the warmth of the sun, even though it was cold outside, but you could feel that inner warmth, I think that's what the vitamin S is, sun. That brings you to a simcha on a person. We need to get out. We need to break out of our insides. We've been cooped up all winter, and now we're being cooped up because of this, so we have to break out. And breaking out could mean physically getting out of our houses, but not, of course, in an unsafe way. We have to be very careful, but even just to sit outside and just in your backyard. And to break out of ourselves that we stick ourselves into, that we feel dark, we feel like we're sleeping, slumbering, that we're not good enough for ourselves and not good enough for others. We have to break out of that silliness because we're so good for Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kadosh Baruch Hu sees down to Kudos Tovos. And if Moshe Rabbeinu was alive today, what do you think he would say about us? How many good things would he have to say about us? He was willing to give up his life for Klal Yisrael, who sinned, and still he was able to find huge Nekudas Tovos within them, even though they sinned. What would he find within us? And if he could find good things within us, then we should also find good things within us. And we should know that we're trying our best. And as, even if we make mistakes now, maybe sometimes the tempers get, you know, lost a little bit, and we're not holding ourselves in Midos 100% like we usually try to. So we're being tested. And therefore, we shouldn't become down upon ourselves. Adarabba, we're doing so much better than could have imagined. So let's continue in Likutei Halachos, using the BRI version, page 39. And we're in the second paragraph here. And Rabbi Nachman says, V'zeh b'chinas ezkera niginasi b'layla, that I think about, I remember my nigunim, my song at night. In levavi asicha, with my heart I speak, like lasuach v'seder, like Yitzhak Avinu, asiach is a lesson of speech. V'yichapes ruchi, and I search for my ruchi. I search for my ruach, my wind. So what's he saying, says Rabbi Nachman, Shebelayla v'choshech, when it's dark, when it's nighttime, v'chinas shena, when it's time of sleeping. Of course, we're talking about not just physically, we're talking about in the pnimius, in the spirituality, a person sleeping in the dark. Oz, specifically when it's night, in levavi asicha v'yichapes ruchi, that I speak with my heart. V'yichapes, and I search out the ruach, shani machapes, and the vakesh ruach tova, that I seek and I search, like we're going to search soon for the chametz, but that we're searching for the ra. That's a different meaning. Right now we're searching for the good, for the tov. This is a hakdama. This is a preparatory step, a chama for Pesach, for that bedikas chametz. Right now we have to look for the tov. Before you look for the ra, you have to look for the tov. Because if you look for the ra too early, you become broken. Because you'll find. So we need to look for the tov to see that we're beautiful inside. Ani shchor v'novan. I might be black, but I'm beautiful. And so we see through that research, so David HaMelech, I look for that Ruach Tova, the Chinas Nekuda Tova. And I discussed with the Chevra a few times that, as David HaMelech said, that when a person has certain pegamim, certain sins that he finds within himself, in the back of his head and his mind, those sins start to talk to him. And those sins start to tell him that he's in nothing, that he shouldn't feel good today. You shouldn't smile. What are you smiling at? What are you so happy about? You sin. You're no good. You don't daven well. You don't learn well. You lose your temper. You don't get tzedakah like you should. You're greedy. You're balgaiva. And that's what the sins, the averus, start to speak in our ear. But that's not right. Says David HaMelech, in levav yasich, I speak to my heart. I'm proactive. I'm looking for the tov. I don't live a life of, I'm not deactive, I'm not reactive to the Yetzirahs that are talking to me. I'm going to go out, I'm going to seek and search proactively, positively, optimistically. I'm going to look into my heart and see the good. And then when I find a lot of good, even when I find a little bit of bad, it's okay. Because it'll go. When 90% of who I am is good, so the little bit is, it just goes by the wayside. So the Bechinas Nekuda Tova Dovid HaMelech says, that's what I'm looking for at night. Right? In that night, with my heart, I speak, I search, I seek for my ruach tova, my nekudas tova. And what happens? What happens when you find those nekudas tovos? Then, v'ayidei zenas nigunim, in the beginning of the pasuk, ezker neginas belayla, I remember, I recall my nigin. So each person has a nigin. I remember my nigin by night. How do I remember my nigin by night? Because specifically at night, that's when I search for the nekudas tovos. The chin is ezker neginas belayla. Like we know, David HaMelech, every single night, at the height of the night, at Chatzos, which is the darkest point, maybe. It's the dark point at night. Very dark. Exactly Chatzos, what happened, that Ruach Tovov, the Ruach Tzofonis came and blew his heart, and woke him up. Yizgav HaKari B'Bok, it blew into his niggin. That's telling us that David HaMelech found within himself the Ruach Tovov. The Ruach Tzofonis that came was a physical manifestation, because David HaMelech always found that it was Ruchos within himself. And the Kudus Tovos within himself. And that woke him up, and that made him niggin. And I think I heard many, many years ago, I think it was from Yeshua, Yeshua Rubinstein, I think he said something like this. He said that you turn Yogon into niggin, it's the same letters. You could turn Yogon into niggin. So I don't know how exactly he said, I think it was in a Hafechu. But when you reach the Sha'anun, which is Bina, which is deeply understanding yourself, so even though before that, when you don't understand yourself, you're in Yogam. You don't understand that you're good, so you think you're bad. You think that you made a lot of mistakes. So you're in a state of Yogam, Va'anacha, you're groaning and you're moaning and you feel low and deep and dark. But if you get to the Sha'anun, you start to think deeply about yourself, that even though maybe it looks bad on the outside, but on the inside, you understand properly HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. He knows we have good nekudas tovos. Then you get to that place, the nun, the bina, and you turn yogun into niggin. And then you have a beautiful song, and then you feel good about yourself, and you wake yourself up. And then you want to start a new, fresh day. Some people now, it's hard for them to get up. They don't want to get up, because days are very hard, they're stressful, so they just want to stay in bed. No, we have to understand, we have to structure our days. We have to do the simcha, get some sun, listen to nigun in the morning. Don't be so hard on ourselves right now. We're in a time of a trying time. We cannot put any extra pressures on ourselves. So if davening wasn't great today, no. If learning wasn't great today, no. We cannot put more pressures on ourselves. We have to try our best without any lachat, without any pressure. Mitzrayim. Veslachat Seinu, we're going to say in Haggadah in a few weeks. Mitzrayim. Veslachat Seinu, the pressure that Mitzrayim put on us. Mitzrayim is a Lashon Netzar, which is a Lashon narrow, straight. Mina Netzar Karofika. We don't want to make ourselves into that. We don't want to put ourselves into trying times and squash ourselves even more than we already are. No, we have to be hisrachos, we have to widen ourselves. We have to be able to just go outside and be free and smell and feel in the kudus tovos. Says there enough on page 39 on the bottom, Vayidei zeh shem esgabri le'esari mishinoso, Ayidei nekudus tovos shemot ba'atzmo, and through waking up in the morning, Vayidei zeh, through in the Kudus Tovus, we're going to wake up in the morning. We're going to wake up strong from our sleep. Of course, it all comes from Menachem. The way that you get to Tefillah, and I think we could all say that now more than ever, we need Tefillah. Mamish Tefillah, deep Tefillah. Not just by saying a lot of words. A lot of words is good, and a lot of typical Tefillah is very good. But we need deep, deep, deep Tefillah, deep connection to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Tefillah is supposed to do for us. And the way you get to the Iker Tikkun HaTefillah is through finding the Kudus Tovos. If we need to daven, that means we need to find the Kudus Tovos. So it's almost as important to look for the Kudus Tovos in our lives right now, in the lives of others, and in the Zman, to be a person who seeks the Kudus Tovos, and then you'll be able to daven properly. And if we need davening more than ever, so we should also be spending time perfecting our Tefillah and doing things that help our Tefillah. The Iker of Tefillah. However, he's not joking. He doesn't use his word sparingly. I mean, he's careful with his words. That's what I mean. The main way to Tefillah. We could say a lot of precautions. We could say a lot of shrach, a lot of hodah. But the Iker of a person is to serve a Kadosh Baruch Hu with your heart. If your heart is the avodah shebelev, which is tefillah, and if we want to have our heart into our davening, not just our mouth, it's very simple to say a lot of words with our mouth, but the whole point of tefillah is our lev. In Levavi Asicha V'chapetzuv, it's a David HaMelech. If you want to be involved with the Avodah Shebelev, you need to be finding the Kudus Tovos. You need to be Azam L'Kai Be'od to sing to Kadosh Baruch with your ode within the Kudus Tovos. However, the Gematria of Tefillah is Shira. That when you want to get to a real Tefillah, it has to be a Shira. You have to be singing it. You can't sing. You can't be the Simcha if you're not finding the Kudus Tovos within yourself and within this world right now from the Kudus Baruch. We need to be seeking optimistically, positively, chasodim, proper das, the Kudus Tovos. And in that way, we'll be the Simcha. We'll come to a place of Tshuva. We'll come to a place of Zama, L'Kai, Odi, we'll daven Tfilo, which is Gematria Shir. We'll be able to sing our Tfilos, sing our Tehillim, sing the praises of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Look at the sun and just say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you, Ribbono Shel Olam, for the sun. Thank you for what I have. To appreciate what we have, we should be zochem at the sun to see these Nekudas Tovos, to change our way, and that this whole thing should be over soon, and we should come out bigger and better yet. Everybody should have a good day.